Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, from Sacramento, California. This is Shabaka Sankara, broadcasting to you on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced Radio. I'm your host and executive producer. This is only a 15-minute show, okay? I'm asking everybody out there listening if you will inbox me at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Hit the message button. Please put in ideas that you would like for the show, to improve the quality of the show. Also, too, we're working on improving our sound quality as well, too. We did a very, very great show last night in regard to Donald Trump's presidency, and the title of that show was Recall All the Members in Congress at the State Level That You Can. So, therefore, you know, you could take away his offset or take away his advantage that he has in the Congress. It's because, as you know, the Congress is controlled by the Republicans in both houses. So we did that show. Also, too, this Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Central Time, and 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we will be doing a show entitled 1910. Hatred of 1910 is the title of the show. And what we have done is that we've done a great deal of research in regard to the hatred and racial tensions that was happening across the nation at that time in the year 1910 from the fight that occurred in Reno, Nevada on July the 4th, 1910. And I'm here in Sacramento, California, where I will be broadcasting the show from, and I'm only about 115 miles away from Reno, Nevada, of where that event occurred. In addition to, we had a very, very great show last night. We appreciate our callers calling in last night with their input. Also, too, we are doing this podcast in relation to that one is because our sound quality was very, very poor. And we are definitely researching, you know, going over the technical situations, you know, as right now as I'm speaking. And this is why I'm putting this podcast out here today. Also, too, on my page, Shabaka Sankara, please look at my earlier video that I did today, letting you know to call our show when we do go on the air. And our phone number is 646-564-9630. And any time that you want to speak on the show, you're welcome to do so. If you wish to be a guest host on the show, you're welcome to do so. If you got any dynamic topics dealing with the Black Experience Enhanced, feel free to inbox me. Send me a message at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, or you can inbox me at Shabaka Sankara in my Facebook page as well, too. Also, too, please follow us on Twitter, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and also, too, Shabaka's Black Experience. Definitely, you know, follow us on Twitter when you can, so therefore get the word out. And it's very, very essential that we do have these type of platforms throughout the Afrocentric networks to get our word out, to put together ways and means for us to take care of ourselves in upcoming turbulent times. Is because it is my prediction that we're going to definitely have some long, hot summers during the time of this Trump regime. It's because Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump himself, and various other individuals that he's appointing to his cabinet really leave a lot to be desired as far as melanated and African peoples are concerned. Also, too, we want to give a very, very special shout-out there to Black Eye Stand Radio. Also, too, to the Black Eye Stand group page as well, too. Shout-outs to Mr. J. Dizzle. Shout-outs to Ms. Ashe Taz Uhuru and Ms. Teresa Rayford up there in the Pacific Northwest for the great work that they're doing. Also, too, we definitely got to give a shout-out to New Era Detroit of the work that I saw that they were doing as far as giving our people the quality water that they need due to the water crisis there in Flint, Michigan. Also, too, as we know, is that Donald Trump is going to put huge cuts into the Environmental Protection Agency, and they're supposed to be the one, you know, who is supposed to be taking care of the quality of the water and the quality of the air, and we all know how that's going. Also, too, we want to definitely give a shout-out to the group Healthy Matters on Facebook. We definitely want to give a shout-out to Mr. Alex Primo, the executive director and producer of Black's Thoughts and Theories radio show on the Melanated and Power Network. And we do a Wednesday night show on that network as well, too. And the phone number for that show is 917 889-2830. Also, too, we want to definitely give a shout-out to all our supporters who's been supporting our show, who has definitely been commenting on our show. And then in the future, after we do the Hatred of 1910, is that we are definitely going to have a show where our public gets to roast Chewbacca and that there's quality control to make the show better. Also, too, feel free to inbox me of what subjects that you would like talked about as far as the black family is concerned, as far as black economics is concerned, as far as black politics is concerned as well, too. In addition to, we appreciate all our supporters, you know, who listen to our show over the Internet, who's listened to our show on iTunes and what have you. So we definitely want to give a very, very shout out to you as well, too. In addition to that, in the near future, we will be having advertisement slots available. As soon as we set up payment methods for that, there will be very, very moderate prices. Also, too, for those in the melanated and black community, you're welcome to call in and announce what programs and what you're doing at the community level for your community organizations. Also, too, what you're doing for the youth in the inner city. We're also going to be having shows dealing with homeschooling and emphasizing that to take our kids out of these public institutions called public schools, because the only thing that they're doing is grooming our kids, you know, to go off into the penitentiary system. So we got to do something in regard to that as well, too. And also, too, this is for black politicians. This time in history, you black politicians really need to start putting your race first. It's because we have been lullabied for the last 30 years. And I really don't think with us trying to participate in mainstream or media or American politics is in our best interest. If anything, is being countermanded, you know, the so-called accomplishments that we made. And also, too, to these guys who are going out there being opportunistic in the black community off of our misery, the so-called black looters of the 1960s, your days are over. You guys definitely need to change your programs on that, and we do apologize for this wind in the background as well, too, because it's very windy and cold and rainy up here in Sacramento, California today. So we're doing this live feed, you know, like I said, for a short period of time, just giving our listeners, you know, an update on the issues that we'll be coming across in the future. Also, too, we're going to be doing another show in the future in regard to the black veterans, and also, too, to the black soldiers who are mistreated, you know, in the service of the United States as well, too. And also, too, you guys there on CNN and mainstream media, Kari Sellers, Don Lemon, what have you, Van Jones, you guys really need to change your programs, is because what you guys are talking, man, is not working. And on top of that, that is really doing our people a very, very grave disservice. It really is. It's because you're sitting up here, you are perpetuating these lies and myths that this is a colorblind society, in which it is not. The police are still murdering our people. They will be doing so in the future unless we come across and do something about it ourselves. So I just want to put that out there. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, feel free to inbox me. Definitely check our live feeds that will be coming up in the future. We will definitely be setting up a YouTube page as well, too, to get our messages and to give our live feeds out on YouTube as well, too. In addition, too, we will be setting up an Instagram page as well. And also, too, we're going to be doing a Tumblr as well, too, to get our message out and for the community to get a message out. And so, therefore, we can empower ourselves. It's because, ladies and gentlemen, it's up to us to take care of us. That's not nobody else's responsibility. That is ours. And we look like fools constantly, decade after decade, thinking that this society cares about us, in which it doesn't. This is why we are ridiculed in mainstream media. This is why we're ridiculed in the movie-making industry. And then also, too, to those off there in the celebrities and whatnot, you celebrities, we know you've been bought. You know you've been paid off. We know you don't want to, how should I say, tick off your masses. So, therefore, we need to place less and less emphasis on you as well to appreciate your accomplishments, but you really are not doing for nothing for the black community. The only celebrity that I'm aware of that did anything of any significance, you know, as far as black people in the movie making industry would be Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee, is because they definitely tried to upgrade the quality or the image that have how our people are being portrayed in the media. But for you current ones right now who are going out here wearing dresses, playing gay roles and things of that nature right there, you know, that there is beyond me. So I'm definitely going to be advocating a point to have our people and young people not to pay any attention to what you guys are doing as far as your work is concerned. It's because it's very, very counterproductive. And then not to mention the fact that what type of example is that setting for our children, you see, which is beyond me. And I just don't know what to say about it, is because you want to go up here and play these roles and then have our people looking ridiculous, and then you're giving a wrong impression about it. So therefore, folks, we're off on our last few minutes of today's podcast right here. This here is just a general statement of what we're doing to improve the quality of our show and to enhance it. And like I said, feel free to message me at Shabaka's Black and Spirit Enhanced. And the way you could tell the difference on the page is that you will see the RBG banner up there in a cover photo. So we really do appreciate your support. We look forward to your support in the future, and anything that we could do to get your messages out or your causes out or any of your ideas or innovation, feel free to inbox me at Shabaka Sankara there on Facebook. Also, to follow me on Twitter at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Twitter. So we thank you so very, very much, you know, for tuning in. And everybody have a great day today. And hope everything, you know, is prosperous for you as well. In addition to, and definitely, of course, you know, we want to take care of ourselves, too. And then as far as the social media business is concerned, it's because I notice that a lot of our posts get blocked. They put up their attachment unavailable. We have trolls that infiltrate our pro-black groups and what have you. So we're definitely working on that there to get them up out of there. It's because I've been hit with them. Viruses are being put into our social media sites, you know, on the computers and your iPads and what have you as well, too. So be very, very selective and careful about who you add as a friend, because we have a lot of infiltrators who are coming up there with black profiles, and I bust them on a regular basis. And the key is on that, ladies and gentlemen, is that you got to look for keywords. And, of course, as we all know, we know our lingua from whatever part of the USA that we're in, and also, too, and we know the keywords, you know, of those, you know, who are against us. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Shabaka Sankara signing off from you from Sacramento, California, and we appreciate you so very, very much for joining us.